content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. My mic is up so loud, I scared myself. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. Oh, no, not Diamond Gray. I'm sorry. It's Anthony Cernelia. See the habits we get into? Diamond's actually in Los Angeles visiting her family. I've got Anthony Cernelia on the controls. Lexi Brinkley. I've got Jackson Brinkley or Jackson
Merkel.
Sorry.
That's all right.
And Aviana Barrientos. I have a baby, a little four-month-old, Lexi's yes. little baby. In studio, he's got a little blue passy in his mouth.
And, not much little about him.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's a big boy. He is.
He's a cutie.
I just took the cutest picture of he and Avi. And,
Emily and Tara were just dying.
Oh, he's
him.
A sweet boy. He really is. We'll see if he starts crying. If he does, we're going to do breastfeeding live on the air.
I don't know how you do this, Lexi. Like,
I told you, it's hard to multitask with a big
putting
old boy.
Headphones on.
There you go.
He fumbled. Just dropped his pacifier.
He just fumbled the pacifier. Oh, my goodness. It is really difficult to raise children, even up until the age of 14, 22. You know, that's the age of mine. And, we had family drama at my house last night. So
when is there not?
I know. It's like, when will
it
stop?
There's always drama.
There's always drama.
Especially
in everybody's life.
Especially when you have a high schooler.
Oh, gosh.
A teenager.
Tell me about it. Oh, boy. I'm telling you. But here I am.
Yeah, what you got for us?
Well, okay, so, you know, I was trying to sort through my books because when we went to Austin, I cleaned out the back of my car. And so, Anthony, the back of my car is truly like a library. There's so much in the back of my car. There's magazines, there's outlines, there's, you know, research articles, there's the transcriptions. Like,
you're very busy.
It is. And so, but when I went to, here we're going live on the air, it is breast
whipping
action.
Out the boob.
She's got, hey, you know what? She's breastfeeding that baby. That's why he's so strong.
Yeah.
And there we go.
That's why
see?
He's so strong.
Put a boob in his mouth and shut him right up.
He's fine now.
Yeah, that's it's like awesome. Magic.
It's like magic. The magic boob.
The magic boob.
The magic breast.
You will never say no to that.
You should write a book, The Magic Breast.
Okay. The magic boob. I think that sounds better.
Magic boob.
There's a lot of guys out there laughing right now.
It's a children's book, you guys.
We're trying to find the address to the studio.
The amazing Tata.
Well, you know, I have this book in my hand, and Anthony, you'll appreciate this being Italian.
Okay.
And I'm, of course, Italian, raised in an Italian family, and we were Irish too, but I don't know, the Italian was a little
I'm
stronger.
Irish too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Irish, Cherokee, and Sicilian. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, you got to go with the Sicilian. Like, Sicilian's better than regular Italian.
Apparently.
It sounds fancier.
Yeah, you snob. but I'll whack you.
That's
no,
Sicilian
I'm
blood.
We're just better cooks.
What?
We're just better cooks.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe we need
I'm
to
just
have
poking
a
the bear. I'm sorry.
Those
I
are
your
fighting
pasta.
Words.
I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm poking the bear.
I really do think we should have a cook off.
Let's
seriously.
Do it.
So we'll shut that down.
Bernadette, I was thinking about your stuffed shells last night.
Oh, really? Man.
I need to make them.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I need to make them. I need to make a vegan version of them as well. But, you know, there's a lot of great products out there now. There really is. You know, I talked about that Miyoko's butter, the European butter. It is so good. Anthony, I swear, if you put it on a baked potato or on a bagel, you can't tell that it's not real butter. I brought it in studio to test it.
Super good.
It's really, really good.
I had like four rolls that day with butter on them.
But, well, even, you know, so people say, well, if you're going mostly vegan, how do you eat all your pizza? Well, I put the, you know,
how do you eat your pizza?
Yeah, I put the, you know, because they want to hate on you. And it's for me, it's not a snobby thing. It's just a, you know, I know a little more than the average consumer, and I've seen a lot more. And so I'm kind of mind screwed by it. I really am because I am such an animal lover. I can't get past it.
You don't
it.
Just see food now. You see
everything,
the
process everything. Behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you know, I was looking for, I've got my kitchen table is covered with books because I haven't had time. I went through all of them. I sorted them out, but I haven't had time to put them in my library. And, You know, I think I'm going to organize them. I think I'm going to go with, you know, right now they're in a group system, but I think I need to go alphabetized.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I like the group system. I feel like
you do.
We tried that, remember? And I feel like even though they're,
but I don't
groups,
go searching for books at your house, so I don't know what works best for you.
I think
you.
We're gonna have to have an alphabetizing meeting.
I guess
my
it would
house.
Make sense if you know what book you're looking for and what
author,
it starts with.
Yeah, because
if
you can
it.
Find it,
or
make an index.
Yeah,
number
I don't
each
know.
Book. That's a lot.
So speaking of books, this is a book by Dino Cortopassi. Okay, he and his wife, they founded and is it Teresa? No, Teresa's his mother's name. What is his mom? His wife's name? Hold
What's
on,
his
it's
name
Giovanna.
Again?
Giovanna. So it's Dino and Giovanna Cortopassi, and they are the founders of Full Red Concentrated Crush
Tomatoes,
and it's up in Northern California, outside of San Francisco.
But
not
I've
far.
Seen the I've seen the cans.
Like, well, yeah, they sell them at Jimmy's food store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a
Love
real popular
place.
Brand. And
but
in the restaurant,
a lot of restaurants use them, right?
A lot of restaurants do. And your better restaurants use them because they're better tomatoes.
Yeah.
They really are. Especially
I watch a lot of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri. And he goes to a lot of Italian places, but they will always use a specific, it's like a yellow and red can. Is that it?
What's white and red? It
oh,
used to be. They sell it at Jimmy's food store here in Dallas, Texas.
Anyways.
Speaking of which, if you are new to Dallas and you're Italian, you will love Jimmy's food store.
Yeah.
It's like going back
I've
to-
I've never been there.
Go get yourself a
oh
sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
Like, seriously.
Are you kidding me?
Never
me
been
neither.
There.
Me neither. I haven't been there.
The many times y'all talked about
Where's
it.
Where's it at?
It's right there in East
Fitzhugh.
Dallas.
It's on Fitzhugh.
Brian and Fitzhugh.
Brian and Fitzhugh, right on the corner.
For all those who aren't in Dallas, sorry you don't have a Jimmy's.
Yeah. Sorry about you.
Well, they've been there forever. They've been there forever, and they've got the room in the back, you know, where
the
they used to have the meetings of where they whacked people.
Yeah,
here in Dallas.
Now it's a wine room.
The whacking room, the whackery.
Yeah.
I just love saying stuff like that. People, you know, they believe stuff.
I
like
legitimately
that.
Picture like Italians in suits with like guns on them, just having
no.
a meeting back there.
How you doing? Eh? Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a great little place. It really is, and I'm sitting here, my brain, I'm having a brain bubble of the owners.
Oh, the DiCarlos.
DiCarlos. There you go. Mike DiCarlo. And what's the other brother's name? They're so wonderful. They're really, it's a really, they're really nice family.
I went
like,
to school
super
with
nice.
Kids.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, so we're talking all things Italian here, but I picked up this little book called Packing for Tomorrow. Now, this book was, this was from December 1999. And so what Dino used to do is in lieu of like any kind of cash rebate for being, you know, a longtime customer, he would write these beautiful books and send them to the family with a Christmas ornament every year. Typically, it was a tomato. I've got a couple of them, and they're absolutely beautiful. But so I'm going to read the
is
book.
Is that the same guy with the hot dog book?
Yes, this is the hot dog vendor.
Gotcha.
Same guy, the hot dog vendor that I read on the air. But so here's how it begins. Like everyone else, I've been doing my share of reflecting about the upcoming millennium. I recently read an interview that asked a number of great thinkers what they consider to be the most important invention of the 20th century. And they came back with answers like the automobile, the airplane, the transistor, which enabled radio and television, the microchip that made possible the personal computer, and so on. Truly, it has become an amazing century of unparalleled human technological advancement, which got me thinking. If I had to pick the most important thing to take with me into the next century, what would it be? Would I choose the convenience of technology, the security of modern medicine, the comfort of non-physical work? If I had to pack my bags today to travel from one era I experienced for 60 years into the new millennium, what would I not want to be without? And he goes on to say, the more I thought about this conundrum, the more I visualized the earlier low-tech, no-tech world that generations of my family had experienced in the old country. And that's when it came to me what I would pack. That's when I realized what has really mattered the most in my life were not the comforts of the modern world. So as I packed my bag in the quiet of my mind, what I carefully wrapped for safekeeping on the journey were the immigrant values I learned from parents, relatives, and friends, the values shared by our close-knit Italian community that in a 40-year career sustained me through difficult times and kept me level-headed when fortune smiled. Values that if one believes the current headlines often appear to be an endangered species in our high-tech, high-speed, new millennium world. Now, keep in mind, you guys, this was before all this social media,
right.
Okay? And as I shared these thoughts with the Stanislaus team, they urged me to put them in writing for sharing with our extended family of customers, an urging I found persuasive. particularly so because I've long believed that independent business owners have much in common, including a strong belief in the core values that guide us as an increasingly complex world. Each of us packs our own bag, and my wish for you is that yours has plenty of room for the values that you embrace, and some to spare for a comfort or two. From our family to yours, Happy New Year, Dino Cortopassi, December 1999. Okay, so the first one is tell the truth. Even when it hurts, the payoff is a clean conscience, better sleep, and never having to remember which lie you told. The second one is hard work, because there's no such thing as a free lunch. Opportunity tends to knock for those working hard to find it, not for those hanging around waiting for it to find them. Do your best. No matter what you're doing, your work reflects who you are, whether sweeping the floor or running the company. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Is this all sounding familiar to you guys?
Yeah. Sounds like you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And keep your word and do what you commit to. My father's non-negotiable definition of a good person was, if their word is good, they're good, and vice versa. Doing the right thing, whether the whole world is watching or if no one else is looking, like virginity, lost honor is irreplaceable. Be responsible for meeting your obligations. Responsibility is the foundation of character, and without responsibility, there is no character. And never give up, no matter what fate brings you, regardless of past misfortunes, each of us is responsible for our own future. Respect others as if you want to be respected. We live in a country founded on the principle that all men are created equal, a country that respected immigrants and was in turn respected by its citizens. And be generous. This is one of my favorite ones. Of yourself and your resources. Giving changes the community around us and it changes us. Giving helps soften the heart to a harsh world. And honor your elders in spite of all their quirks. They've come before us, seen and experienced more than we have and are deserving of our respect. And put family first. Before career, wealth, or status. In life, many things clamor for our attention, but make them second to what really counts. And know your roots and embrace them. They are part of what we become. Connecting with our roots gives us a start from which to grow while holding onto part of what we have been. And this is, he shows a picture of his father and his mother, Amerigo and Teresa Cortopassi. And he says, my parents taught these immigrant values and modeled them throughout their lives without ever writing them down. However, when I sat down to do so, the words flowed easily because they were written clearly in my heart and mind. Isn't that beautiful, you guys?
I love that.
I know. I love the whole
honestly,
thing.
Honestly, that's like something that they should give to kids in schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like a little, yeah.
Well, maybe we should do a reprint of it.
Write our own book.
Do it.
I will. But thank you so much for listening to that. And thank you for listening to One Life Radio. We've got Dr. Will Cole coming up. We're going to be talking about your definitive guide, to intestinal parasites, what they are, symptoms, and how to heal. And Dr. Bradley Nelson, how holding on to hurt harms your health and what you can do about it. Stay tuned, everyone. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to Jackson.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I love that song. And we've got Jackson in studio with us today, Lexi's beautiful little son. Anthony Cernelia is at the controls, Aviana Barrientos, and as I said, Lexi and Jackson. And I have another one of my favorite guys out there, Dr. Will Cole, on the line with us. He is a leading functional medicine expert. He specializes in clinically investigating underlying factors of chronic disease and customizing health programs for thyroid issues, autoimmune conditions, hormonal dysfunctions, digestive disorders, and brain problems. Dr. Cole was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative doctors in the nation. He is a functional medicine practitioner and doctor of chiropractic. He received his doctorate from Southern California University of Health Sciences, and his postdoctorate education and training is in functional medicine and clinical nutrition. Dr. Cole is the author of the book, Ketotarian, the Mostly Plant-Based to Burn Fat, Boost Your Energy, Crush Your Cravings, and Calm Inflammation. It's one of my favorite books and one of my favorite people, Dr. Will Cole. You can find him at drwillcole.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio.
Wow. This is a great way to, like, kick off the afternoon.
I know, right? We're full of energy here in Dallas, Texas.
Let's go.
And hearing all this good stuff about me, I mean, wow, my afternoon's going to be a little bit better, so thank you.
Well, you really are such a great guy. And this book is not only beautiful, it is so well written. It's got so many amazing recipes in it. I carry it with me all the time. I really do in my car because I use it as a reference tool for so many reasons. And so, you know, this thing about intestinal parasites, what we're talking about today, I have wanted to talk about this on the air for a very long time, so I'm very excited to talk about this. I used to think it was just a lot of, like, you know, scary stuff that people were putting out there, but this actually exists, doesn't it?
It definitely does. I mean, I think it's a larger conversation about our microbiome, which is the term for the trillions of bacteria in our gut. It's not just bacteria, but it's yeast and fungus, and it's also parasites potentially. So we have this sort of amazing ecosystem within ourselves, in our gastrointestinal system, and balance is important when it comes to a healthy microbiome because that influences our total health. I mean, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, you know, mm-hmm. every doctor takes the Hippocratic Oath. He said, all disease begins in the gut. And now so much of what we know now in scientific literature is that a lot of health problems, not just digestive problems, obviously, but far-reaching autoimmune issues and brain issues and immune-mediated issues have their roots in the gut. And things like parasites are something that we have to talk about and consider as being a component for some people's health.
Well, I'm fascinated by it. I really am. As I said, I have been. I've been wanting to talk about this for a very long time. So what are intestinal parasites and who has them?
So parasites are, there's different types of parasites, first of all. There's helminthic parasites, which are more of the roundworms and tapeworms and hookworms and whipworms. And then there are protozoan parasites. That's like Giardia. So there's different kinds. And I think the context is important here because we would have, as human beings, evolved with with protozoans and helminths for a long, long time. And our microbiome would have been used to a certain level of them. So I don't necessarily take the position that we need to obliterate all parasites from our body, meaning if you took a stool test and we looked at someone's microbiome health, there are some people that are asymptomatic and they have some protozoans living in their gut, but their health is fine, their blood labs look great, they don't have any issues. The problem is we have a lack of balance. That's the issue, because a parasitic overgrowth or infestation definitely is a problem. You're going to have a whole host of potential issues, not just digestive problems, but it can impact your brain, impact your hormones, it can impact your energy levels. And that's the same for bacterial overgrowth, things like SIBO and other dysbioses of bacteria. Bacteria in our gut's not bad. It's just too much of it is a bad thing. And that same goes with candida overgrowth and yeast overgrowth. It's the breaking of the Goldilocks principle, right? It's not too much, not too little, but just right. And with parasites, it's kind of the same thing. Not necessarily that all of them are really bad. That's, that's definitely not true. But it's the overgrowth, the imbalance that's the issue.
Well, I've got so many questions to ask you because you're talking about yeast. I'm thinking about nutritional yeast. You're talking about fungus. I'm thinking about corn and mycotoxins and all these things that a lot of other people talk about. And, of course, the bacteria, the gut microbiome, and how that the microbiome starts at birth, right, when you come through the vaginal canal, correct?
Yeah.
And then breastfeeding?
Absolutely. And how babies are born, if they're not coming born naturally, if they're born via C-section, that's going to impact the microbiome. And then, like you said, are they breastfed or not breastfed? And then are they given antibiotics as kids? That can make people susceptible at a very early age for overgrowth, bacterial overgrowth, yeast overgrowth, and parasitic overgrowth potentially.
Yeah, and there's so many things that we need to consider. You know, I touched on it a little bit yesterday with Max Lugavere, because one of the things that to promote a healthy sex, one of the things on that list was citrus. But now our citrus is being sprayed. I just read it in Nature magazine, and I read it in another magazine that they are contemplating, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, they are going to start spraying our citrus with antibiotics.
Yeah. I mean, our food supply definitely isn't what it once was, so we have to do the best we can and get as organic, as local, as good quality stuff as we can, and then, you know, give the rest to God, because we can't, stressing about our health isn't good for our health either.
Right.
But it's just about finding the best options that we have access to.
Well, okay, so how do you know, well, first of all, okay, I'm all over the place here, but how do people get parasites?
Well, it could be people normally think it is just this third world developing country phenomenon, but that's definitely not true. I mean, we see patients around the world via our virtual functional medicine practice that we drop ship these microbiome tests wherever they're at. And I see protozoans or parasitic issues in patients all across the United States. And I oftentimes don't see them in developing countries in high levels. So it can be developing countries. It can be contaminated water, but it can be contaminated water in the United States. It can be undercooked food in the United States, something unsanitary, meaning if there is, if someone didn't wash their hands very well, if they are touching food, and that sort of cross-contamination can definitely spread these different types of parasites.
And what about walking barefoot? I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and her husband is a very seasoned cowboy. And he uses black walnut like once a year in order to clean his system out of any types of parasites. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think that there are definitely natural medicines where we have to bring them in sometimes to bring balance back into the microbiome. So instead of it, I mean, there's a place for pharmaceutical anti-parasitics for sure, if someone's very much infested. But a lot of times, people that have this slight dysbiosis where we don't necessarily need like the proverbial atomic bomb with a pharmaceutical antibiotic or anti-parasitic, we can bring in these natural herbal options like wormwood, like oregano oil, black walnut, berberine, grapefruit seed extract. There's so many things that have been shown in clinical trials to be effective in a gentler way, so they're not going to maybe have all the potential negative side effects of the pharmaceuticals. They're a little bit more of a gentle approach, which a lot of people could benefit from, even if it's not a parasitic issue, and it may be for some people, but just in general, a lot of people's microbiomes are imbalanced, so they have bacterial overgrowth or yeast overgrowth or parasitic things. And that's sort of the pruning of the microbiome to rebalance and recalibrate that.
Wow, gosh, I just love talking to you. Okay, so what about nutritional yeast? I mean, so many people use that, especially vegans, to get that flavor of cheese without the, you know, without actually eating cheese. Is nutritional yeast good for you?
Yeah, nutritional yeast is good, and there's going to be yeast in other healthy foods too, like kombucha.
Bread.
You know, it's definitely popular in the wellness world. So nutritional yeast things like kombucha, these yeasty foods, are actually good because a lot of times these are beneficial yeasts. And again, we have what's called the microbiome. Myco, that prefix, is a term to denote yeast. And we need healthy yeast cultures in our gut. We just don't want overgrowth. So oftentimes these healthy yeasts can help to regulate any pathogenic yeast or opportunistic yeast. There are exceptions to that rule. There are some people that have things that are higher in yeast and have problems, and they'll have flare-ups from that. And that may be Herxheimer responses or sort of a shifting of the microbiome. It may be that they don't need extra yeast and it's just too much of a good thing. But for the most part, these are safe, whole food, real food things that people can consider having.
Well, and you know, one of the girls slipped me a question, which made me think of somebody, actually a good friend of mine who just came back from a trip to Mexico and ate a ton of sushi down there. What about sushi? Are there parasites in sushi? Should you be a little bit leery of it?
Well, I think undercooked foods in general have the potential to have that. So you want to make sure you're getting good sources. You want to make sure that you're vetting what you're going towards, because cooking kills protozoans, not just parasites, but bacteria as well. So undercooked always has the potential to have some parasite issues or some bacterial problem for sure. Again, I don't want to be alarmist and tell people not to have sushi, but at the same time, that's the potential, and you want to make sure you're getting good quality things.
Well, let's go to break, Dr. Cole, and when we come back, I've got so many more questions to ask you, and it's so great having you on the air with us today. It really is. Thank you for jumping on with us.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to be right back, everyone. You're not going to want to miss it. Dr. Will Cole, he is the author of the book Ketotarian, the mostly plant-based to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. It's a great book. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
The road, we started over again. You're living our dreams, oh, you on top. The mind is aching, Lord, it
was... Burn here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate. And let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's 3 convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Hey, hey.
Vaughn. He was born and raised right here in Dallas, Texas. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. We broadcast from Dallas, Texas, and it's so good to be here today. If you're just now joining us, this is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Aviana Berrientos, and Lexi Brinkley, and I have a very special man continuing on with us today. I love this guy. He's Dr. Will Cole. He is a leading functional medicine expert. He was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative doctors in the nation. He received his doctorate from Southern California University of Health Services. His postdoctorate education and training is in functional medicine and clinical nutrition. And Dr. Cole is the author of the book, Ketotarian, the mostly plant-based to burn fat, boost your energy, crush your cravings, and calm inflammation. You can find him at his website, drwillcole.com. Today, we're talking about your definitive guide to intestinal parasites, what they are, symptoms, and how to heal them. So, Dr. Cole, I know so many people are curious about this, like I am. So what are some of the signs that you may have a parasite?
Well, it could be digestive, obviously, and someone could be having digestive symptoms, and that could be bloating, constipation, diarrhea, like IBS-type symptoms. But then because the gut wields so much influence on our whole body, again, going back to that Hippocratic concept of a lot of health problems beginning in the gut, mm-hmm. you can have skin issues because we have what's called the gut-skin axis. And a lot of times what's going on with its roots in the microbiome in our gut health, it's manifesting on our skin. So things like itching or eczema or psoriasis
Ooh.
Or hives, it can be the gut-skin axis can be impacted. And again, a lack of balance in the microbiome, and parasites can be one aspect of that imbalance. So there's overgrowth can be manifesting in the skin. And then neurological, your gut is your second brain. So 95% of your serotonin, your happy neurotransmitter, is made in the gut, stored in the gut. So there's a lack of balance in the microbiome with things like parasite overgrowth that can impact nerve function and brain function. So someone can have brain fog or fatigue, or they could have racing anxiety, fearful, dreadful thoughts as well. So it's important when you're dealing with any brain issue to look at the second brain, which is what is the gut is referred to as the second brain mm-hmm. in the scientific literature, because oftentimes the second brain can influence our actual brain. So that's another issue. And other digestive problems too, because if someone's going to have an overgrowth of, let's say, a parasite, they could have other dysbioses as well. They could have things like SIBO or bacterial overgrowth, as well as yeast overgrowth or candida overgrowth too. So yep. these are some things to consider. And look, I mean, the symptoms I just mentioned, a lot of things can cause them. I'm not saying that's a sure sign that you have a parasite, but it's a sign that something's not right. And oftentimes it has its root in the gut. So we have to look at what's going on in the microbiome. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, you know, the autoimmune disorders, they're skyrocketing in this country. And I know that you talk about parasites being beneficial for people with autoimmune disorders. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, so this is maybe a little bit, I wouldn't say controversial, but maybe new to a lot of people, because I've been talking a lot in our conversation about balance of the microbiome, and you don't want too much of something. But we also don't want the absence. And I think a lot of times we have this epidemic of absence because of the over-sanitization of our society. And back to the, you know, hygiene hypothesis, that if you look at studies, and studies have looked at this, at the rates of autoimmunity in the West, in the United States, in other developed countries, compared to autoimmunity in developing countries, they're a lot higher in Western countries. So many, many reasons for that. It's not just the microbiome, but one component of that is the rates of parasites and diversity of the microbiome in the West versus in developing countries. So there's this emerging science and emerging application on a clinical level of something called helminthic therapy. Helminths, which we talked about earlier, it's that Greek word, means basically worm. And it's this new, I would say, developing protocol of basically giving the patient with autoimmunity a beneficial mutualistic parasites to rebalance the microbiome and in turn balance the immune system. So these beneficial parasites actually can upregulate something called T regulatory cells, which is the immune balancing aspect of the immune system that is lacking with people with autoimmunity. And they can downregulate these pro-inflammatory Th17 cells as well. So basically, it's rebalancing the microbiome. So that's why its context is so important. You have to talk to the patient, talk to the person. What are they going through? Because sometimes too much of something is not good, like parasites. But also there is evidence to show in the scientific literature that not enough diversity may not be good for some people as well.
Yeah, it's there's so much science out there. You made me think of an article that I read back last year about Moses Vesquez-Manoff wrote it. He is the author of An Epidemic of Absence, A New Way of Understanding Allergies, Autoimmune Disease, and the contributing. And he is a contributing opinion writer. But he talks about trehalose and C. diff and all these things, that all these new things that are in that we didn't have, you know, 100 years ago. Like even scientists of the, I'm going to read this out of this article about the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel have found that in mice, saccharin causes glucose intolerance, a marker of impending diabetes and one disease. And those who eat sweeteners are probably trying to avoid. And it goes on and on to talk about scientists transplanted microbes from mice fed saccharin to mice that hadn't consumed the sweetener, and the recipient animals developed glucose intolerance. And so it's all connected is the point of that, correct?
Absolutely. I think the bigger picture here is we need to get our microbiomes back to more to what they're used to, because our microbiome hasn't changed in thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But yet we are seeing this decimation of our microbiome in a very short period of time. And our physiology is coexisted with the microbiome. And then in just a generation or two, we're seeing this brave new world that our microbiome is not what it once was. So I almost see it as like what's happening environmentally on a macro level is also happening on a micro level in the environment of our microbiome.
It's so interesting. It is, like I said, my mind is all over the place. There's so many things I want to talk about with you, but we're out of time. You're going to have to come back. I want to talk about fungus. I want to talk about so many things. You're such an interesting doctor, and I appreciate, I just appreciate you jumping on the air and helping all of us to understand all this complexity of nutrition. And thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Anytime.
I'm going to make you, keep that. I'm going to hold you to it. That's what I wanted to say.
Right.
It's always a pleasure. I love being on the air with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Cole. Everyone, his book, Ketotarian, I encourage you to get a copy of it. It is an incredible book, and it's absolutely beautiful. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got more coming up with Dr. Bradley Nelson, how holding on to hurt harms your health and what you can do about it. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Stevie Ray Vaughan again. That's a peppy song. Oh my goodness. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and our very special guest today, Dr. Bradley Nelson. He is one of the world's foremost experts in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. He has certified thousands of practitioners worldwide to help people overcome unresolved anger, depression, anxiety, loneliness, and other negative emotions, and the physical symptoms associated with them. His best-selling book, The Emotion Code, provides step-by-step instructions for working with the body's healing power. A newly revised and expanded edition will be released in just a few days on May the 7th. The Emotion Code is coming back. And for more information and a free Emotion Code starter kit, visit emotioncodegift.com. Always such a honor and pleasure to have you on One Life Radio. Dr. Nelson, welcome.
Well, thank you, Bernadette. It's great to be here on your show.
Well, I love the book. I have the original copy, and I don't have it with me. I've got so many books now, Dr. Nelson. I don't know if you heard the opening of the show. You probably didn't, but I need to get better organized. But I love that you are releasing this book again, a new version of it, an expanded edition of The Emotion Code. So let's talk about this, because I really feel, including myself, okay, how holding on to hurt harms your health and what you can do about it, past hurts and things that can make you very sad and deeply sad inside. How do you let go of unresolved anger, depression, and anxiety? What happens physically when we hold on to past hurts?
Well, when we hold on to things, one of the fascinating things about it is oftentimes we don't even realize that we are holding on to things. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't. And the problem is, the emotional baggage that we hold on to makes us more likely to die from heart disease, makes it more likely for us to have higher blood pressure. And what we have found is that our emotional baggage from those emotional experiences that we've been through that we would probably rather forget about and that we think we've probably put behind us are an underlying cause of all of our mental and physical and emotional discomfort. And so when we're diagnosed with some kind of a disease process, for example, what we have found now over the last 30 years and what we believe and what we have seen is that there is an emotional component to that. And when we are dealing with sadness or when we're suffering in our lives in some way, there is almost always emotional baggage that is a component of that. And so we're in the 21st century now, and we're finally starting to realize that those emotions that we go through that are intense, we don't necessarily escape from completely, that we tend to carry with us some of that emotional baggage in the form of trapped emotions. And a trapped emotion is literally a ball of energy in the body. And it took a long time for me to figure this out because these trapped emotions are invisible. You can't see them. But yet they have these physical, emotional, and mental effects on us. So what we have found, what we believe, is that every disease process that people suffer from has an emotional component.
Wow.
Has emotional baggage behind it. The physical discomfort that people have, all of the mental and emotional issues where, you know, people feel tremendous sadness or they're anxious and so on. If you get rid of the emotional baggage, our experiences that those things can be improved. So the emotion code is a simple way, as you know, for people to do this themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you have 7 practical ways to practice forgiveness. Can you share them with us?
Well, absolutely. You know, the problem is a lot of the time when someone hurts us, we're unable to forgive them. And a lot of the time we don't want to forgive them because we try to get even with them. And we think that we're hurting that person, but nothing could be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a great quote by a man named Lewis Smeads who said, forgiveness is like setting the prisoner free only to find out that the prisoner was you.
Yeah.
So there are seven practical things that I like. One of those things is that you can write a letter to the person that you need to forgive. It helps you to express the angst and negativity that you might have in your own soul about yourself or that other person, even if you don't mail the letter. But then if you take that letter and that has all those thoughts on it, take it outside, light it with a match, burn it up, send it out to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
That can help you. It's kind of a cathartic thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can speak forgiveness too. And that means telling yourself or another person that you truly have forgiven yourself or the person who has really wronged you. And that helps to seal that forgiveness.
Yeah.
And another one is to strive for a state of acceptance and understanding of other people, despite what their negative behavior might be. And the higher path, I believe, of the spirit is to be at peace with the universe and with all of our fellow beings. And you can't have peace, I believe, until and unless you forgive. And, you know, a lot of the time, the person that needs the most forgiveness is ourselves. Because we all do stupid things. We all make mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we are much, much harder on ourselves than we would ever dream of allowing anyone else to be.
Yeah.
And so that's important, to be forgiving of yourself. And then number 6 is to choose positive emotions. You know, we really have the ability in our lives to create our lives, and we don't have to allow these negative emotions to run us. Even though it may seem like these negative emotions are in control of our lives, we actually can pause and we can choose our own emotions. And then the last thing is to release your emotional baggage, and you can lower your stress level a lot by getting clear on what those underlying causes of negative emotional choices are and get rid of those, get rid of that emotional baggage. And there are free instructions that we have available for people at emotioncodegift.com.
Why is it so difficult to forgive for some people?
Well, you know, sometimes people have really been hurt and really been damaged. And I mean, sometimes horrific things happen to people. But, you know, I'm in a documentary that's coming out called I'll give you the name in a second here.
That's okay. I had the same problem earlier. It's hard to remember everything all the time, especially on live radio.
Yeah. Anyway, the story is that this woman, she was a young woman. She's about 14 years old, and she was kidnapped by a guy who was a murderer. And she was raped by this guy and almost killed. She got away. And it's the story of all the struggle that she went through in her life to deal with all of that emotional baggage. And eventually, in the movie, she actually goes back and tracks this guy down 26 years after he gets out of prison. And she confronts him, but she confronts him because she wants to express her forgiveness for him.
Mm.
And it's a remarkable thing. And so it's really true that when we withhold forgiveness from someone, we're trying to hurt them. We're trying to get even oftentimes. Or sometimes we just don't feel like it's possible for us to forgive. But I'll tell you something, releasing emotional baggage around that person or that event or whatever it might have been, even if it's something that you did and you can't forgive yourself,
mm-hmm.
often will enable a person to forgive finally. And we've seen that many, many times.
Yeah.
And you know, in my own life also, I have found that that prayer is a really important part of this. That there was somebody in my life once that, yeah, that I didn't feel like I could forgive. I didn't have the ability to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through prayer that suddenly that was just taken away from me. It was the most remarkable thing. So that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. I have somebody in my life who I have to forgive over and over and over again. And it sucks the life out of me sometimes. It really does. How do you deal with a personality like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's important to realize that people have been through their own experiences and that we all are dragging a lot of emotional baggage behind us,
mm-hmm.
unless we've used something like the emotion code to get rid of that baggage. And so the thing is, our baggage is not, I mean, we're not our baggage, but our baggage causes us to make decisions and causes us to take paths and go in directions that we otherwise would not really take.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the best thing to do is to help those people to find out about their emotional baggage so they can get rid of it. I remember I worked on a man once who had terrible low back pain, and releasing one trapped emotion of anger that had occurred 20 years before using the emotion code not only resulted in an immediate change in his back pain. He went from a level 9 on a 0 to 10 scale to a 0 instantly. But he also then, a couple days later, came back to me and he said, you know, I basically have been a rageaholic all my life, and I don't feel that way anymore. What in the world did you do to me?
Wow.
How did that work? And at the time I said, well, I'm not really sure. I don't know. But now we know that when you have emotional baggage, you're much more likely to fall into that emotion that is in your body. In this case, he had an emotion of anger in his body. It was easy for him to feel angry because part of his body was already feeling angry. It's kind of strange, but that's how it works.
Wow. Well, you know what? The music is playing. We're out of time. I loved having this conversation with you today, Dr. Nelson. Everyone, you can find Dr. Nelson and his free gift, his Emotion Code Starter Kit, at emotioncodegift.com. Thank you so much. I hope to speak with you again. Everyone.
Thank you, Bernadette.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much. Everyone, you know what? You get one body. You get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today, forgive someone, and make the most of it.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies. Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.